It's a mighty cargo, my poor hands are the fold. My poor feet have traveled this hot, dusty road. Out of your towers falling westward we fall, through deserts so hot and through mountains so
Live Solace there, taken from the retrospective that was taken from a live performance. A Decade of Solace came out, what, about 10 years or so ago. Right before that, we had another track from Seamus Egan from his solo record, A Week in January. Went up to Toronto for Bahamas from his record, Bar Chords, and Raina Gellert from her new record, Workin's Too Hard. It's 11:04. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins. My name's Brian. This is the Morning Sound Alternative, and I'm really very excited to welcome special guest Seamus Egan with us on the air right now. Hey, Seamus, how are you doing?
Good, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this is really exciting. We were, you and I were just kind of chatting real quickly about how Colorado's been so friendly to Solace. We close with that track there, close with Pastures of Plenty, a track that we've heard a lot here live around Colorado, we're fortunate enough to say.
Yeah, well, it's a great song. Yeah, it's great to be really excited about coming back to Colorado and to Lions. It's always, like you said, it's been a very friendly spot for Solace over the years. It's really been an important part of the band's history and I suppose in my history. So very, very excited to be back.
All right, cool. Let's real quick, your history. So you were born in Philadelphia, but then spent much of your youth in Ireland. Is that right?
Yeah. The family moved back shortly after I was born and back to sort of where my father was from in the west of Ireland, in County Mayo. And we were there until I came back here when I was about 13 or so. The family moved back. been sort of in Philadelphia, you know, for the most part, I suppose, since I came back, lived in New York for like 10 years or so. But Philadelphia kept pulling me back.
Nice. It was that time in Ireland. Is that when trad music and flutes and whistles and string instruments really captured your imagination?
Yeah. Our parents, we were small, and I guess they wanted to, while they were, while they had us living there, wanted us to, learn a little bit of, I suppose, of our culture and whatnot. And so a music teacher came to the town that we lived in once a week, and my parents just sent my sisters and myself down for lessons, once a week with our little tin whistles, penny whistles, which was fortunate because it was good. You were able to, because you never wanted anyone to know, you didn't want any of your friends or the kids to know that you were taking music class. That was not, and particularly you were taking like traditional music. So the whistles were easy to hide. So no one, if you're walking down the road, you ran into anyone you knew, they wouldn't have a clue. But that worked out well, though, until I took up the banjo.
Right.
That was the sort of jig was up, so to speak. I used to dread having that mile. What we walked a mile in from where we lived into the town was you just walk in dread that you would run into someone that you knew. You couldn't hide a banjo or explain a banjo away. You still can't, really, I suppose.
I guess, but, right.
Just stuck with the whistle.
but soon your friends realized here you were, one of the best in Ireland, one of the best in the world. I mean, as a teenager.
Well, I don't think they cared, but it was something to do anyway. We were, very fortunate growing up, and if we showed, any particular interest in an instrument, our parents were, sort of somehow, I still really don't understand how they managed it, because there was six of us.
Wow.
But they always sort of, made it possible that instrument, some version of that instrument, sort of landed in our laps. And if we showed that it wasn't just a passing fancy, they would, we would get an instrument that was of, better quality and continue on. But we were really, really lucky for, to have that sort of circumstance where, that sort of interest was fostered.
Very cool. And then, so fast forward, what, 94, you formed Solace?
I suppose it kind of started off and on, but I suppose the official start was 95, 96. The Pastors of Plenty track, that was from the 10-year anniversary, which was in 2006, because we just celebrated our 20th back in 2016.
Wow.
Time moves frighteningly fast.
Wow, and it's been such a fascinating band, because there's been changes in the lineup and the sound of the band has kind of evolved too, which I think is really exciting, and to hear traditional music that continues to be alive and evolving.
Yeah, I mean, I think Irish music has always been, I think it's got such a strong sort of, I suppose, for lack of a better term, bone structure, that you can kind of hang lots of different things on it, and it seems to be able to wear different costumes, but still, you still kind of know who it is. And in our circumstance with the, lineup changes, I think, once we sort of got used to the idea that was, sort of a reality of it was certainly going to be the reality of that band, that we didn't really want a situation where, whoever the new person was, that they had to be somehow maybe a clone of the person who had left, so that, I suppose, that sort of idea of, everyone sort of being themselves sort of naturally, kind of created an environment where you needed to adjust, and kind of create the space. And so, it was, certainly, I think, a challenge, because, you never really welcome the coming and goings of people like that. But
sure.
But in some ways, I think it sort of, gave us sort of a very good excuse to try new things. And then we were just lucky and fortunate that, our audience was, they were kind of willing to allow us that space and kind of go on that journey with us.
Nice, nice. If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Seamus Egan, who's going to be performing this Saturday at the Maybon Concert at Planet Bluegrass. It's a KGNU Presents show. And you're performing with the Seamus Egan Project. Boy, those are new words I haven't heard before.
Yeah, I'm still getting used to it myself. the band, after 20 years, we decided after our tour this past February and March that we were going to, kind of take a bit of a break from the band, and everyone had other things that they had wanted to do, and Winnie is up teaching at the New England Conservatory, and so people wanted to try new things, and it was also after 20 years, kind of a it was a good time, sort of a nice round number to
nice.
Hit pause for a minute,
Yeah.
So the project sort of is, it's very, very in the very early stages. But the, over the years, I hadn't really done anything outside the band, live or really any solo recording since the band started.
Wow.
There was a bit of, but I'd been writing the whole time, and and some of that stuff found its way into the Solace world, but an awful lot of it didn't. Having a little bit of time on my hands after after the last tour finished, I thought, well, maybe it's time to sort of, dust some of these things off. So I started going through all these, abandoned iPhones and even Blackberries.
Nice.
I went back into my Blackberry to pull out all these old little voice recorders that, recordings that I'd made over the past, 10, 15 years. Even old dictaphones and everything. They were all over on the table, just kind of going through them. So I spent time going through that, and that kind of started writing new stuff again, and sort of so it's been a it's been an enjoyable sort of diversion, and trying to think of new things, and kind of having the opportunity now to sort of give new voice to some of different ideas.
Very cool. And we should say the band is, so Moira Smiley is involved, who was a
yes,
member of Solace.
Moira. Uh-huh. Yep. Yes, she was she sang with us for maybe about 2 years, and recorded on the anniversary album that came out in 2016. A great guitar player from Brooklyn by the name of Kyle Sanna. Tristan Claridge is
going
to be with us on cello. So I know you folks are well acquainted with Tristan.
Tristan, a one-time member of Crooked Still and a
yes.
national fiddle champion, and
he was. We were just up in Alaska about 10 days ago for a few days in Fairbanks. And that was really the first time I had gotten a chance to really sit down and play with Tristan. I mean, I've always been a huge fan of his, so it's really exciting to be kind of making music with him now.
Very cool. Well, we're really looking forward to the show. This is Saturday night at. In Lyons at the Wildflower Pavilion with the Seamus Egan Project. I guess it's the first day of fall, and something about Celtrad Irish music that feels autumnal, I think.
I do. Yeah, I think you're right. It seems to go, more with the, with a less bright sun,
sort of,
things are a little more overcast, that kind of thing. It always seems to be a bit odd playing in direct sunlight.
There you go. Right. Well, thanks so much for joining us here, Seamus, and we really look forward to welcoming you to Colorado here this weekend and checking out that show on Saturday night.
Great. Well, thank you, Brian. Really looking forward to it.
All right, we're gonna go out here on a track of yours. This is the Congress set from one of your last solo records. Take care, Seamus.
Thank you. Bye, Brian.
This program is supported by you, the KGNU listener member, and by Under the Sun Eatery and Tap House, the newest Mountain Sun Eatery. Located directly beneath the Southern Sun in South Boulder, Under the Sun features 31 draft beers, 7 wines on tap, signature cocktails, and an entree-driven menu centered around a wood-burning oven. More information available at mountainsunpub.com.
Wherever you run, you see only eyes behind. So heist your window, raise it higher. Hey, lolly, lolly, low. The sun's gone down and the moon's on fire. Hey, lolly, lolly, low. Your mama's out and your papa's sleeping. Hey, lolly, lolly, low. It's dark out here, nobody's peeping. She was young. Hey, hey, lolly, lolly, low. So pick your flower when it blooms. Hey, lolly, lolly, low. Step high lightly, that's the tune.
You know it would all happen.
Canadian singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, just creative firestorm, Daniel Romano, from his latest Modern Pressure. Right before that, Jamie Stone from his latest Jamie Stone's Folk Life. That was Moira Smiley on the lead vocals there, someone who we were just talking about in a nice little chat there with Seamus Egan. If you're just joining us at around 11 o'clock, we had Seamus Egan, the legendary Irish-American multi-instrumentalist, band leader, songwriter, joined us for a little chat. You can go back and listen to the entire show, including that interview, by checking us out at afterfm.com. Seamus is going to be performing Saturday night in Lyons at the Wildflower Pavilion as part of the Celtic Mabon concert. Right before that, Jamie Stone track, of course, Fleet Foxes from their wonderful long-awaited record, Crack Up. And we started that set off there, coming out of that interview with Seamus Egan on tenor banjo from his record A Week in January. It's 11:34. My name's Brian. This is the Morning Sound Alternative here on listener-supported KGNU, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins, and beyond. Thanks so much for hanging out here on this beautiful Thursday morning. As we said earlier, looking for a high in the mid-80s here up and down the Front Range. Should be a clear day throughout, and then cooling down a little bit tomorrow. Highs in the upper 70s on for your Friday. We're going to play a couple more sets of music here. Rachel Baiman, best known as the one of the two five-string musicians in the 10-string symphony with Christian Settlemyer. But she has a wonderful solo record out called Shame. And this tune really caught my ear. This is a tune called I Could Have Been Your Lover Too, from Rachel Baiman here on the KGNU Morning Sound Alternative.
There's a hometown honey in a dress of blue. I'm molded to your body from your head to your shoes. Thank you.
support comes from Copper Leaf Gardens and Events Center, a boutique urban farmhouse located just 20 minutes from Boulder and Denver. Copper Leaf Gardens provide event space and gourmet catering for weddings, corporate events, and special occasions. More information available at copperleafeventcenter.com or by calling 303-469-0622.
Winter day, the body bust up dancing the cold away. Bitter wind blowing the snow around. She don't notice, she captured by the sound. Coming through headphones from far away. Sounds that bring the light and sing the green of day. Sunstream making her troubles seem to be passing like a dream. Hey.
midnight, busy hospital floor. One down, don't know how she will endure. Tomorrow morning at the grocery store. But for the children, she would do all that and more. Home for a quick change of uniform. Time to kiss two cheeks and rush out the door. Manager uptight, the man ready to fight. He don't know what she does it for. Hey, Scarborough girl got a little in a talk. Swinging a walk, so her dancing by the stop. Scarborough girl, she's so tired, she can drop, but she won't slow down. She's afraid to stop. Scarborough girl got a little in a talk. Swinging a walk, so her dancing by the stop. She's so tired, she can drop, but she won't slow down. She's afraid to stop. Mother dear, whatever brought you here to this place so far from now that you had there? I know it was hard. You never let your worries show. Mother dear, you're so much stronger than you know.
Some calypso on a Thursday morning. That was the latest from Kobotown, a fantastic group that sort of honors calypso's Trinidadian roots. Drew Gonzalez grew up in Trinidad and Tobago, and it's a great new record out called Where the Galleons Sank. That was Scarborough Girl. And right before that, went about as far away as we could go up to Iceland for a brand new record from Moses Hightower. Well, not brand new. It came out in June. And boy, it's one of these records I just keep returning to. I think the sonic palette on this record, and there's great playing. The percussion is fascinating and just a great set of tunes. Moses Hightower is the name of the band. The record's called Fjallaloft. And started that set of music off there with Rachel Bayman from her, I believe it's her, debut under her own name, a record called Shame. 11:45, my name's Brian. This is the Morning Sound Alternative here on listener-supported KGNU, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins, and beyond. And got a pair of tickets to give away. I hadn't really previewed folks on this, so now is your chance to grab your phone. That I got two tickets to see Poor Lolo at the High Dive in Denver on Tuesday, November 14th. If you're not familiar, Poor Lolo, the musical project of Aaron Roberts, it's been around since 2002. Current lineup includes Ben DeSoto on drums, Anna Morissette on bass. Sort of melancholic melodies, folk pop hits, and they use this phrase, creep rock. I'm not sure what to make of that, but it's going to be a great show at the High Dive in Denver. Again, this is on Tuesday night, November 14th. Got a pair of tickets. And all that we ask is you haven't won anything from us in the last 30 days, and that you can make it to the show on Tuesday, November 14th. We're going to take the third caller for these tickets to the, and we'll take that caller to the Boulder office line. That number, 303-449-4885. And yeah, if you're the third caller, those tickets to see Poor Lolo at the High Dive will be yours. Again, that number, 303-449-4885.
hands of amber clay.
Just go, now go. Alvéolos quadrados respirando gente, alvéolos quadrados respirando carros, alvéolos quadrados respirando motos. Alvéolos quadrados respirando sombras, alvéolos quadrados respirando pombas, cachorros e gatos, ratos e baratas. Ainda ontem pela praia alguma coisa retumbante em desespero me lembrou você. Namorados tropeçavam e eu pisoteava só. Choque, camadas, melanina, exposição aos céus. Baixo fator de proteção em vários nós. Para gatinho, ding, 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 darandeiras, darandeiras, naraná. Só você e Deus. Rajadas de metralhadora, fazendo um arranjo bonito, numa bossa redentora, buquês de fogos de artifício, disparando um agitaflito, num réveillon inesquecível, ragadinho, ding, 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 ding. Areia esfoliando os pés, as mãos ao alto rendeja carés, cabeça feita temperamental, certo que vai sair caro. Rio de Janeiro, banco imobiliário, quem me garante outra encarnação? Pediu pra parar, não parou. Pediu
Brian Killier, Sextet, finishing off this morning Sound Alternative. It's 12 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Right before that, went to Brazil. Oppenhader Soars, name of that band. Molly O'Brien and Rich Moore from their record Love Runner. And started things off with Caliphone from the recent reissue of their Quicksand Cradle Snakes. Fantastic record, came out initially back in 2003. This has been the Morning Sound Alternative. You can go back and listen to a podcast of the entire show by visiting our all music site afterfm.com. And Carrie is next with the Afternoon Sound Alternative right after the BBC. Thanks so much for hanging out. Again, my name is Brian. This has been the Morning Sound Alternative here on listener supported KGNU.
Hello, this is Charles Carroll with the BBC News. President Donald Trump has announced new sanctions against individuals and companies that trade with North Korea. Mr. Trump said he had signed an executive order which also gave the U.S. Treasury Department discretion to sanction foreign banks that deal with Pyongyang. He also praised China, saying it had ordered its banks to stop doing business with North Korea. Laura Trevelyan is at the UN in New York.
Well, it's an expansion of existing sanctions that the US has already imposed against North Korea. But the president said that this expansion via his executive order would affect North Korea's textiles, fishing, information technology, and manufacturing industries. So it's an attempt to get right at the heart of the funding for North Korea's missile program via those companies, entities, banks that facilitate trade with North Korea. This comes off the back of the strong sanctions that were passed by the UN Security Council, also targeting North Korea's economy.
There's concern for civilians caught up in a new Iraqi army offensive against Islamic State militants in an enclave in the north of the country. The aid agency Save the Children has described up to 30,000 children as being in extreme danger in the Hawija area. Aram Shikaram is the agency's deputy director in Iraq.
Houses have been destroyed. There is a lot of heavy shelling. And when they are escaping with their families, they are afraid of snipers, they are afraid to be killed, and the horror of the actual fighting is a lot for children.
An independent watchdog in the United States has severely criticized the training of the Afghan security forces, calling it slapdash. An official responsible for overseeing American spending in Afghanistan, John F. Sopko, said the U.S. was woefully unprepared to take on the challenge of creating forces of the size and scope needed there. Gary O'Donoghue reports from Washington.
The U.S. has spent more than $70 billion in the past 16 years training the Afghan military and police. But John F. Sopko, whose job it is to oversee U.S. spending in Afghanistan, said America had no deployable police training unit for dangerous environments, citing one case in which a member of the U.S. military watched TV shows to learn what he should teach. In another example, he said $28 million had been wasted kitting out the army with a woodland camouflage uniform. Only 2.1% of the country is covered with forest.
The Constitutional Court in Spain has imposed fines of around $12,000 a day on six top Catalan separatist officials for every day that they continue organizing an independence referendum for Catalonia next month. Among them is Josep Maria Jové, a top official in the Catalan Treasury, who is being held on sedition charges. World News from the BBC. Political sources have told the BBC that the British Prime Minister, Theresa May, will propose a transitional deal with the European Union of up to 2 years after Brexit, when she makes a speech in the Italian city of Florence on Friday. As part of the plan, the UK would offer to pay potentially a further €20 billion into the EU in return for continued access to the single market and Britain being able to negotiate its own trade deals. Dozens of African migrants trying to reach Europe from Libya are feared to have drowned after their boat capsized off the Libyan coast. Boats overcrowded with migrants frequently set out for Italy from Libyan ports. Our North Africa correspondent Rana Jawad reports.
The rubber dinghy, packed with at least 100 people, ran out of fuel after setting off from Libya's western city of Sabratha on Friday. Local officials told the BBC that the vessel remained afloat for days before it capsized and washed up on shore near the coastal city of Zuara in the early hours of Wednesday. A member of Zuara's municipality crisis committee said at least 35 migrants survived the latest wreckage, and some of them have been hospitalized. 8 bodies were also found, and the rest, thought to be in the dozens, according to witness testimonies, are still missing and feared dead.
Rescuers and volunteers in Mexico are working against the clock to find possible survivors trapped in collapsed buildings after Tuesday's powerful earthquake. Much of the local media's attention has been on the ruins of a primary school in the capital, where rescue workers spoke to a 12-year-old girl trapped in the ruins. In the capital, where over 100 bodies have been recovered, more than 50 survivors have been brought out. And the world's richest woman, the L'Oréal cosmetics heiress Liliane Bettencourt, has died at the age of 94. Forbes magazine estimated her wealth at nearly $40 billion. She was caught up in scandal in 2010 when her butler recorded conversations suggesting she might be a tax evader. BBC News.
Join me, Bob Cosmo, on SoundLab from 7 to 8 p.m. on Saturday, October 14th, during our fall membership drive for a look back at the last 2 years of my live in-studio performances and what local artists have come through the studio. I will splice together highlighted songs from the amazing past performances that have been on the show. That's Saturday, October 14th from 7 to 8 p.m. on SoundLab to support our fall membership drive on KGNU.
Warrior, do you wanna ride through?